This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, places, please. The Daily Mix Show is on deck. Guitars plugged in. Drums ready to go. Chickens.
They're a-clucking.
Other animals. And action.
This is the Daily Mix Show on The Rock with Taryn Daly and Steve Miggs.
While listening to the Daily Mix Show, please refrain from any unnecessary finger gesturing.
99.9 KISW.
Good morning, Rockaholics, and happy Freaky Friday.
Yes.
I gotta say, things are already getting a little freaky in here.
Things are already weird this morning.
None of us are wearing shoes.
No.
Yeah.
This is so strange.
It was somebody's strange idea.
Might have been mine.
It was.
I don't know if I'm... This is definitely not one of my prouder moments.
Are you wearing Seahawks socks since it's Blue Friday?
No, I'm wearing just plain black socks.
Oh, wow. Yeah, Sarah, nice. let's see your tootsies there.
I know. I'm so bummed. I wore my fun socks... My fun socks yesterday.
I should have wore the socks that Tatum got me for Father's Day, which is just her face over and over and over on my socks, which are easily my favorite socks.
Oh, I bet.
Mine are just basic white crew socks.
Okay.
This was my Hooters socks Hooters costume.
Sad is it that I know you that well. I'm like, are those your Hooters socks?
They are my Hooters socks.
Not the ones you stuffed your bra with?
These ones were not physically in the bra, no. Okay. I don't think so. I may have lost track.
You already sold those on the internet.
Yes, of course. You gotta make a buck in this economy, Steve.
So why? What are we doing?
We're going to let everyone know in a little while why we are doing the show without our socks on.
Okay.
So we're going to tell everyone after Beat Migs at 6:50. So around 7 a.m., we will make a big reveal of why it is that we are shoesless.
And we're not wearing our shoes. So we're like, if I have to go to the bathroom, I have to. I don't put my shoes back on.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, that grosses me out. But rules are rules.
Okay. For the next hour, we're going without shoes.
Did you wash your feet last night, Steve?
He never does.
Yeah, of course I did.
Yeah?
I was in the shower and the water hit my feet.
Oh, God.
Soapy.
And then you toweled it off with a freak flag?
Yes.
I knew it. Are you ready to inform the Rockaholics?
Let's go. Come on, let's make this happen.
Knowledge is power.
So give us five-ish minutes and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs Download.
A.K.A. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
And the DMD is brought to you by Palace Law. And today, you know what? Enjoy yourself a calzone. It's National Calzone Day.
Nice. Okay.
Or you could do a poor man's calzone and just take a couple slices of pizza and put them together and pretend that it's a calzone.
I never even thought of that.
Boom.
That's genius.
You say his plan.
It's like I'm going back to college.
Last night was Thursday Night Football. We were watching it over at Tatum's grandma's house, or great-grandma's house, because all the family got together for Halloween. So thankfully, we had the football game on, which was awesome. I think it's time for us to continue to drink that cayenne pepper and water as a fountain of youth. It seemed to work for Aaron Rodgers. Also worked for the punter who suggested that he does it because he had a great punt during the game. I'm like, this cayenne pepper thing might be a go-to because... It looked like young Aaron Rodgers once again. I mean, it took a little bit for him to warm up. The crowd wasn't very happy. They started chanting, sell the team.
Oh.
And then I think later on they started chanting, okay, you can buy the team back. Because Aaron Rodgers had three touchdown passes, including an insane throw to Garrett Wilson. He caught it with one hand. At first, they didn't think he was in bounds. And then it took forever for them to realize, no, he was still in bounds. And the New York Jets, who looked like their season was just done, now all of a sudden they have a chance.
They're alive.
They ended up beating a very good team, the Houston Texans, in it was a 21-13. But all that being said, can we all agree that Aaron Rodgers is just a weird dude?
He's so weird.
Did anybody watch the game?
I did a little bit.
He was just on the sidelines, like, after they scored a touchdown. Like, he's got his arms up in the air, and he's looking into the sky like he's like, look at me, Jesus, look at me. Like, every time they cut to him on the sidelines, he's just doing weird things.
He's a very unique individual.
And finally, someone even in our family was just like, we're all watching, goes, hey, that guy's kind of weird. I was like, yes. I don't know if it's all the hallucinogenics or in the dark room or now the cayenne pepper and water. I don't know what it is, but he's just kind of a weird dude.
You know who could probably use a little cayenne pepper and water? Our Seattle Kraken after last night. I'm already always annoyed grammatically that they're the Toronto Maple Leafs instead of Leaves, and now I'm just even more annoyed that they beat us 4-1 last night.
Are you like one of those grammar freaks?
Yes! Oh. I can't handle it.
What are you doing on our show?
It's the struggle is real, Steve. The struggle is real. We were missing a couple key defensemen, Vince Dunn and Brandon Montour, and we'll continue our road trip tomorrow against the Ottawa Senators.
This is frustrating because they started off really strong, and now they've lost 4 of their last 5 games, so hopefully they can figure this crap out. This sounds like the plot, or will be eventually the plot to like one of those shows like 911 or any kind of like, you know, cop or hospital or firefighter drama type show. A woman in New Orleans stole an ambulance on Tuesday night and took it for a joyride. Here's the crazy part. There was somebody in the ambulance in the back. There was also a couple of EMTs. The patient was still inside. Here's a witness talking about what they saw as this incident unfolded.
Just slamming on the window going, open this car, open the door, open the window. She was driving. I don't know if she was intoxicated or not, but she was in the car driving. She finally opens it, and they grab her, and they throw her down on the ground. Then the whole pretty much precinct showed up.
Again, I bet by next season this will be on one of those shows. Because a lot of times they take real-life stuff, and then they just kind of like twist it up a little bit so you don't realize it's real life stuff, but I wouldn't be surprised.
It always boggles my mind when someone steals like some sort of an official vehicle. Like, just steal a regular car. You don't need an ambulance.
Definitely not an ambulance if there's a patient inside of it.
Starbucks is ditching the Olito line. This is the olive oil infused coffee drinks that some customers are calling a legit laxative.
That's how you say good. Have you tried it?
Yes, and I think it's disgusting. Have you?
No.
Oh.
It sounds like a terrible idea.
I know when we've been down at the Starbucks in this building, I was asking, what is with the olive oil up here? So it's a whole thing, Sarah.
It's a whole thing. They put it in their coffee, and it literally tastes like olive oil. Oh. It's gross.
So apparently in Italy, they do this. They drink a spoonful of olive oil a day as a sort of health serum. So CEO Howard Schultz pushed this idea that this is going to transform the coffee industry, and apparently it did not.
It's always the case when CEOs go somewhere like, I got this great idea from what I saw in a different country. And then all of a sudden people are like, yeah, everyone's pooping themselves now
We hate it.
We need to stop doing this. Hey, good luck to the Seattle Sounders this weekend because they are going to be playing on, what is it, Sunday, hoping to move to the next round of the playoffs as they take it on the Houston Dynamo. They're up one game right now, 1-0 in the best of 3 series, so that's pretty awesome. And good luck also to our Seattle Seahawks playing this Sunday at home, Lumen Field, taking on the Los Angeles Rams. Hopefully a huge bounce back from an embarrassing loss to the Buffalo Bills.
Yes.
As far as weather, it's going to be 51 degrees. It's going to rain today. That's the DMD, and it's brought to you by Jersey Mike's, a sub above, and that's what's up.
It always sucks when your kid causes damage to your house in some way, shape, or form. But it's
is
even
Barrett
worse.
A destructive kid in your house?
What do you think? Yes. Of course.
Yeah, why do I even ask
you
that
You know how
question?
Many broken toys we have versus intact toys? But it's even worse when your kid causes damages at someone else's home. And this actually happened to me last night. So we want to see if you have been through something similar. I'm going to tell you what Barrett did at 6:20.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Halloween was going great for me last night. We had Barrett and a bunch of his buddies trick-or-treating out of my parents' house.
Are they all around the same age? Barrett's five.
Yes, Barrett's five, and then there was a six-year-old, a four-year-old, a three-year-old, and a two-year-old.
Oh, so he's the old dog.
Two sets of sisters, by the way, Barrett's kicking it with, going house to house. And then we got back to my parents' house afterwards, and everything was going well. We're drying out from the rain, and next thing you know, two of the kids are just not in the room. And my parents' friend found Barrett and his bestie Francis drawing on my parents' computer monitor with a ballpoint pen. Oh. They each had a ballpoint pen, and they were circling things that they liked and crossing out things that they didn't like on a page of ads. Like you would in a
Tatum does that. She's right now. She's been doing that. She'll get her little children's magazine, whatever it is, with a bunch of like children's toys, and she is circling what she wants for Christmas. And it's adorable because she's circling everything in this magazine. I'm like, so you basically want everything in this magazine?
Well, they circled everything on the computer monitor screen,
with a ballpoint pen.
With two ballpoint pens. They each had one. They were writing their initials. It was like, oh no. So I don't know much about technology or whatever, but one of our friends that was there said, no, don't put cleaner on it. You need like a specific kind of cleaner or you can damage the screen.
I don't know.
So I was just trying water with a wipe, and it was kind of reducing the amount of pen, but it was pretty bad.
Did it also cause like an indentation on the screen?
I'm glad that you asked, Steve Miggs. No, it did not.
Because I would just assume that it would.
Yeah, I tested every single little spot where they did it, but it's looking like we're probably going to have to replace this giant computer monitor screen.
Oh. See, those are those moments where I'm like, if it's going to happen, I'd rather happen in my house. Like, if Tatum's going to damage something, as much as I know Mom's probably going to not be too pleased about that, I wouldn't be either. But, like, I'd much rather. Thank God for all those markers now that they only change color if you use a specific type of paper. I don't know what they're like. You know, like those like invisible markers? Like,
yes.
She's obsessed with those. So I'm just like, she can accidentally hit the wall and it does nothing.
Yeah, those are amazing. And I wish that that had been what were in the kids' hands last night.
And how did the kids react?
Well, I mean, obviously the parents had to come in there and deal with it. And then they were like, I'm sorry. We're sorry. I'm sorry. I'm like, don't tell me. Go tell Grandma and Papa.
Because that's the funny thing with Tatum. Sometimes when she does something where it's like it's caused that mostly to her stuff. And we're like, what'd you do? You just broke this thing. She's like, that's okay. That's okay. I'm like, all right, it's your stuff. I don't care. But like, it's not okay if you break dad's stuff.
No. Well, and thankfully, my parents both had been drinking a little wine. So I think they were a little like, you know, oh, it's fine. It's fine. But then today, I'm sure when they get into the computer room and start, you know, doing their computer stuff.
Just got a text at 206-803-ROCK says, Taryn, don't feel so bad. My kid used permanent marker on my parents' computer screen once.
I'm so glad I'm not alone.
Yeah, I think it would probably take a little effort to get it off.
Yeah, we're still going to try. There is apparently some sort of a screen cleaner you can get, and hopefully that'll be the difference maker here. Otherwise, we're going
to Did you
invest.
Have to order it on that same computer that the damage was done?
God. I mean, it was pretty funny. At first, I thought they were just being adorable shopping, and then I realized, no, they've damaged the entire computer monitor. So based on this, Rockaholics, 206-803-ROCK, what did you destroy as a kid? Or what did your kids destroy? 206-803-ROCK. We will take your calls after Puddle of Mud.
The Daily Mix Show. The Daily Mix Show.
What did you destroy as a kid, or what did your kid destroy? 206-803-ROCK. Nick in Bremerton, it's not just my son that ruined something at Grandma's house. What did your son do?
So when my son was about 2 years old, he liked to throw things. He threw a toy and just perfectly busted Grandma's 60-inch TV.
Oh, man. Do you remember what kind of toy it was?
No clue. It was some little hard one, apparently.
Oh, no.
Enough to break a 60-inch TV. How did Grandma feel about that?
Oh, she felt fine as long as I replaced it.
Well, now she's going to get a cooler, newer TV, maybe a 65-inch.
Oh, I found the same exact TV.
How much did that set you back?
About 500.
Ah, damn, that's
rough. Like 5 or 6 years ago.
Yeah, back when, nowadays, I feel like 60-inch TVs you probably find for like a couple hundred bucks.
Yep.
Thanks, Nick.
Thanks for the call, Nick.
206-803-ROCK. What did your kid destroy as, what did your child destroy as a kid, or what did you destroy when you were a kid?
A lot of people are suggesting, because this all stems from your kid, Barrett, using a ballpoint pen on your parents' computer monitor. And a lot of people are saying there's a certain type of alcohol that you could use that'll clean it just fine. And I'm going to attempt to pronounce the alcohol, but I'll text you the name.
Thank you, Steve.
It's isopropyl alcohol. And apparently it's very safe to use around electronics and screens. We're getting a ton of texts about
that. Can you
that.
Drink it too?
Yes. Just mix it with some cayenne pepper. It's like the fountain of youth.
206-803-ROCK. Aaron in Seattle. Are Harley parts very expensive?
Yes, they are. When I was 5, my dad let me ride home with him after being dropped off by my mom to pick his brand new exhaust. His Harley with his brand new exhaust up, and he'd been working on this thing for quite some time, built a custom motor, everything, and then had his perfect exhaust custom made for the bike. And halfway home, I had been complaining that my feet were hot. About halfway home, he finally pulled over, and my feet had slipped off the pegs and onto both exhaust pipes and melted my brand new shoes too. So he didn't even get to enjoy my ruined exhaust, brand new. He didn't even get to show them off to anybody.
Yeah, but at least your feet didn't melt off. Right? There's a silver lining.
Yeah.
Oh, that's rough.
Thanks, Aaron.
Someone just texted in at 206-803-ROCK. My 2-year-old daughter washed, quote unquote, my $550 Samsung TV with a spray bottle. The screen went black with static all over it. I let it dry for a week. When I turned it back on, there was a 5-inch vertical bar where the color on the screen was much lighter. Kids are wonderful.
Yeah. Everybody should do it. 206-803-ROCK. What did you destroy as a kid, or what did your kid destroy? Daniel in Bothell. Yours involves a treadmill?
Yeah, so first of all, good morning. And what happened is, so my brother and I, we were at our uncle's place, but our uncle never had like anything fun for us to do. We were like, I want to say 7 at the time. And we noticed that he had gotten a new treadmill. So both of us just obviously started playing with it. But like eventually, while my brother's on it, like, I wonder how fast this thing could go. So
oh,
I
pick boy.
It all the way up, and it shoots my brother straight into the wall, making a big hole in there.
I bet that looked awesome. Was your brother okay?
He was a winded out for a bit, but like afterwards, nothing happened.
How upset was your uncle?
Well, I think he was having more of a laugh at the time, but like what he told my daddy, he was like, you guys are going to get it when we get home.
Oh, no.
Well, so it's right for not having a video game system for you guys to play with.
Right? Yeah.
That's way cheaper than re-drywalling the wall.
Damn.
206-803-ROCK, what did you destroy as a kid, or what did your kids destroy? Mike in Auburn, tell us about the entertainment center.
So my parents had a waterbed back in the day in the 90s.
Uh-huh.
And when they decided they didn't like that anymore, they just kept the bladder, and we found it in the garage, and we started using it as a blob inside the house.
Oh, so it still had it still had water in it?
Oh, no. They, you know, it was all dry. We just filled it with air with the hair dryer.
Gotcha.
And we would use it as a blob inside the house. And one day when my parents were gone, we launched my brother into the entertainment center, and his leg broke through the top portion of it.
Was he hurt?
He was sore, but he was fine.
Entertainment center, not so much.
No, not so much. Real quick also. So for, I don't remember which one of you guys talked about a permanent marker on stuff.
Yes.
Get rid of it. I know the ballpoint pen for Barrett, but for a permanent marker, a whiteboard expo marker, if you go right over the top of it, you can wipe it right off and it'll come right off.
Dude, I've seen people do that. It always blows my mind how well that works. You're
That's
absolutely
amazing.
Right. Yeah.
206. Oh, yeah. Go
somebody
ahead.
Had brought up a good point because of all the damage that he caused. So, Taryn, Black Friday is coming up, and I now know what Barrett's going to get Grandma and Grandpa for for the holidays.
Big spender. Tegan from Yelm, what happened with the beer mugs?
So my grandparents were, well, my grandfather was stationed in Germany back in the late 50s, early 60s, and my mom, she got a bunch of handcrafted, painted, local artist beer mugs, and it's a whole collection, like a scene. It was really pretty, and she had them in storage, And, well, as a kid, she asked me to help reorganize the garage because there's chaos out there. And I wasn't a mean kid, but, you know, I had a little temper on me. It took me some years in the Marine Corps to teach me how to not have that temper anymore. And, well, as I'm going out there to help organize it, I grab the first box, which is on top of a bunch of other ones in the back, and I proceed to just chuck the box. And that happened to be the box that had all of my mom's handcrafted beer steins in them, and I shattered every single one of them. And my mom went from wanting me to help to not talking to me for 2 days and crying because of how mad she was.
I mean, I don't even know if you could put a value on those, yeah?
No, they were something that was special because my mom loved the traveling and my grandpa did a lot. And my grandpa was huge to my family. Like, my mom had 5 sisters. I have 7 sisters. Like, we have a huge family. We're used to it. It's just like, we were big and, like, that was something we like to, you know, have things that we remember about our times together. And that was something really special with my mom because that was something she always loved about being with my grandpa, was the traveling and seeing the world with him, being in the military. And when I took that from her, I could tell, like, I hurt my mom, and I was just like, oh, I can never make that better. But
has it ever gotten to a point where she now has gotten to at least be able to, like, give you a hard time about it, or has it always just been that's a sore subject, we don't bring it up ever again?
Awkwardly, my mom just passed away this year, but...
I'm sorry to hear that, my man. Good.
Yeah, so, but before she did, my mom had a great sense of humor, and again, yeah, she did. She got to the point where she would laugh about it, and my mom would always give me a hard time, because now I have kids, and they, just like me, one of them's got a nice little temper on them, and they like to do things, and she's just like, oh, I remember those days before she passed away, and I'm like... Like, I love you, Mom. Like, it's hard.
Tegan, it's funny you bring that up because my brother sounds very similar story to yours. He had a terrible temper. He went to the military, changed his life around. I mean, he went into the Navy and he's become an incredible human being. But then when he had his kids, his first kid was a spitting personality like my brother, full of temper, full of rage. And my brother would be like, oh, man, I'm so sorry for how I once was because my kid is exactly like me.
100%. That's exactly how it goes, and it really teaches you and humbles you in life. And you're like, God, I wish, like, now I wish my mom was here a little bit more so I could just be like, yeah, you were right so much. Like, I would admit all of those. Yeah. Like, I was wrong. You were so right. Like.
Yeah, we just don't know when we're kids.
No, we don't.
Right.
What goes around comes around. And you know what's coming around on December 13th is Live Night. We're going to be at Showbox Soto, and people can grab tickets at KISW.com to watch us perform our entire show live that evening. Plus, the men's room is going to be there. We've got live sound effects performed by the Foley artists.
It's going to be a party.
It is an absolute party, and you don't want to miss it. So head to KISW.com to get your tickets now. If you would like a shot at beating Steve Miggs this fine Friday, we would love to hear from you. He has a record of 304 wins, 90 losses, and 53 ties in 2024. 206-803-ROCK. We will play Beat Miggs at 650.
The Daily Miggs Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.